It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It is February the 21st, 2024 already. Yeah, only, 8 days left in the month? Wow, holy cow. We do go to 29 days this month. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And you heard the phone number in the intro. It is, you know, when you have your own tower, Ken Perella has to have his own area code. It's 234-343-1065. So give us a call. A couple of things to tell you about. There is a blood drive going on right now at MCC until 2 o'clock. So you got a couple hours to run down there and give the gift of life. Also at Harris till 3 o'clock our time, 2 o'clock in Nevada. So either one, you call 877-258-4825. They can email you the question. You can do it on your phone. There's no fake blood. So give the gift of life. And then Sunday is the community baby shower at the Optimum Center, 5 o'clock. If you want to get involved or you want to donate or you know somebody who's about to have a baby, call Grace at 928-444-2896. And now, let's welcome in the studio. First of all, we got to flip the music here. Yeah. And now we welcome my longtime friend. I've been here 43 years. How many years have you been here?
Going on 44. So about the same time, I guess.
Yeah. Olivia McCormick. How are you?
Good.
Good.
We look good, huh?
Not too shabby. We've been here 43 years and jobs and marriages and everything else. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandkids.
And we're, yeah. I got two that graduate this year from high school. One from Mojave and one from Artesia, where I went. Oh. My high school. Yeah. I get to go back and see my grandson graduate from my high school.
All right.
Yeah. So, and your kids, grandkids are a little younger.
No. Our youngest, 19, Austin, here in this area.
Right.
Because we have two, 10, soon to be 11, and 14 in by San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And so there are babies.
They're fun to go visit because they're still the fun age.
And well, the 11-year-old boy is, but the 14-year-old girl is, you know, kind of, I can't get off my phone right now, so you know how that goes.
Mandy called me last night from Havasu on FaceTime, and I said, where's Colin? She goes, he's got 10 more minutes on this game. And I said, oh, you time him? She goes, yep, he gets 1 hour. That's it. And I said, well, let me say hi to him. And you know, we're wearing these headsets.
Yeah.
She goes in and she puts a phone in front of him, and he's wearing a headset, and he's going like this with his fingers on the buttons, and he waves at the phone and just keeps right on moving, never looked at us.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's the world that they live in. So.
They live in that world.
Yeah,
yes,
and they play their buddies and everybody else on these games.
Yeah.
And look at their eye-hand coordination they have compared to us.
Yeah.
So, Olivia, we're here to talk about Gary Keith Park. You're just about done, aren't you?
Well, yeah, with my end of it anyway.
Okay.
But, we are, as you can see, as you drive down the highway, we're in full force on the site. We've been, the Redmond Construction. our team. You know, our team has been pretty consistent from the get-go back
right.
in 2015.
You even got Kevin Nestrick on your team.
I do. And he's great.
Speaking about old-timers.
Well, you know, I mean, he dates back.
Oh, yeah.
Further than us.
He I think
and Sherry,
so, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, we are. You probably are seeing mounds and mounds of dirt being delivered.
Yep.
So what's happening there is we're creating that berm that will be grassy knoll for, you know, bring your lawn chairs out, do the, you know, Friday
yeah.
in the park concerts and those kinds of things. But still have a level area up by the stage where you could put in bleachers if you have an event that the venue wants to bring in bleachers.
Perfect.
So yeah, you're seeing that. They'll be compacting that as we go along. It's like 6,000 cubic yards of dirt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Somehow it got moved here, moved there, moved a little bit over here, and the next thing you know, we got nothing. So anyway, now we're in Portland.
Now, is this going to be... I picture it to be like the Hollywood Bowl, kind of that shape.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, from the highway, what you're going to see is
the back of the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, yes. It's sort of half, if you want to say that.
Yeah.
And then it will come all the way around to include the two side ramadas. Because the pavilion itself has two... they stand alone, but they're connected by the block wall, so it creates that illusion of a single piece.
Okay.
So two side ramadas, 40 by 60 on each side, they will be used for, you know, handicap, wheelchair accessibility for events, and also, for example, the White Knight. We would have our vendors under the lights up
okay.
front, and then on the other side we would have food services.
Right.
So it lends itself to quite a diverse
So you'll
use.
Be done by your next White Knight?
Well, a lot of it done, but okay. we're actually going to hold the 2025 White Knight at the stage.
Okay.
It's that way the grass will be in and it will be, you know,
and 2024?
2025.
And where's 2024?
We're going to be back at the south end where
okay.
we were before. We've finally gotten that down. Speaking of Kevin, you know, he's our on-site guru, and that is no easy task.
Right. Yeah,
so, but nevertheless, we will be south for the 2024 in October, and then on 2025 we'll be celebrating. The finale.
Yeah, completion.
Yeah, the finale. So
who will be on the stage?
You know, we're working on that. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diana
yeah.
Ross.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Yeah, probably not.
No. Okay. Just a thought. I want to plant the seed, you know.
It
Julie,
could be.
Julie Hassett will have a whole long list, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We want to make it a really special rollout of the pavilion.
Oh, I'm sure.
It will be used probably before then, but yes, we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, got the footings. We're working on the footings, all the undergrounds in, the sewer lines, the water lines. So we're now setting the heavy duty footings for the stage itself.
Okay. Are you making this to where, because when you go to a lot of concerts, off to the side you see somebody working all these controls and stuff. And I saw you putting pipe in as if you were going to have that out in front somewhere.
Right. So 50 feet center stage, 50 feet out, we have what they call front of house. And that's where that big conduit's coming out so that they can roll out their equipment, feed it in, plug it in, they being any vendor. Or a venue that has leased the facility or locals for
right.
that matter. So all of the lights and sound can be controlled from that front of house operation.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We tried to think of everything and then we overthought and now we're, you know, kind of scaling back. What do we really need all of that? Or, you know, what kind of truss system do we really need for the lights? And, you know, just to be realistic. So,
right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be top notch.
It is. Well, that's our intent anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now speakers will have to be brought in and out for each event.
Right. So what we're looking at now is...
Because we have people that would just, unfortunately, rip them off.
Right. Well, we do have storage facility and bathroom facility, with dressing room, kind of a bathroom
okay.
scenario.
Good.
In the back of the stage. And that will be secured, and the back of the stage entry will be, there's a rolling gate that locks.
So,
But basically what we're looking at, instead of having an array of speakers that are very heavy and then have to develop a truss system that's engineered.
Right.
Okay. What we're looking at now is a
free... That just doubled the price. One word.
Yes. So what we're looking at is a rollout where we would have the array would be positioned on a permanent rollout. And then it comes out and it's on the right and left of the stage. And
perfect.
Then, so
that makes it nice.
We're learning, you know. It's been a process, you know. But
how many casinos have you visited to have them get involved in this, or ask them about their setups?
You know, it's interesting. They hire a company, typically out of Vegas, that comes out that puts that up. You know, I mean, they don't have all this equipment stored.
Right.
But most of the time, they're hiring the firms to come in and bring everything they need. And then they have their own lights and the everything. It comes from a rental company.
Because I know Julie told me she rents stuff out of Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, and that could very well be the case here in Bullhead at the Pavilion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you need something a little bit more extravagant, then you can, as the venue, you can bring it in at your own expense.
Well, and those of us remember when Ed Catafimo would have to... bring in the PA system up and down the parks for the river run.
Yes.
Or for the regatta.
Yep.
And, you know, one person could talk on one mic and there was like 19 speakers up and down the river and everybody could hear them.
Yep.
So a lot Vegas can come down here and do if they need it.
They can.
Yeah.
They definitely can. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's the sound part of it, you know. But it's a beautiful structure. It was designed. We have a 50-foot shade sail system that comes out off of the front of the pavilion, the stage, the truss works of the stage, so that because we're kind of positioned sort of, you know, southwest, if you will, so we want to make sure if there are entertainers up there playing that they're not blindsided by the sunset,
right?
But rather just be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, because they would be if there wasn't something in front of them.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we've tried to, we meaning the committee, which has been, you know, just such a godsend for me because we've had...
We mentioned Kevin. Who else is on your committee?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's community pride, basically.
Right.
But in terms of this project, of course, Scott Seabury, the architect, he's been there since 2015. In fact, I think I just paid invoice number 1555-36, so 36 invoices over the years,
wow.
You know. Yeah. So Scott Seabury, of course, Redmond Construction is our contractor for the Pavilion project. We have we're working with everybody. MEC, they're really helping us kind of fine tune everything and make sure that we can curtail the costs, you know, because, you know, it's just like anything else.
Yeah.
The project is a year after, you know, this thing started a year after we awarded the bid.
Right.
And so we're starting to see the escalation of concrete and steel again, you know, it's just like unsettling, but. You know, just trying to bring it all in under budget or at budget or not so much over budget. You know? Not so much over,
now,
probably.
Now, this is the last piece for Olivia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But remaining are planned Ramadas. There's also, you know, a second bathroom that would be at the northwest corner. Down by the parking lot where that second bathroom would be. Like there's a circular drive now that you can get into for your corn fest and all that. All paved.
Yeah.
Parking lot's paved. So, I mean, just this partnership with the city has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Legacy, tremendous partner in this project. And so now we have the county, of course, involved with the ARPA funds.
Right.
So it's just been it was built by the people, for the people. And that's been our, motto.
And it's a different park. It's more of a event park than like Rotary Park or Ken Folvard Park.
Yes. Those are, you know, you have your sports facilities in Rotary, basically, along with other amenities and pavilions. But, you know, you can do events down there. But this one was designed for civic organizations to use, You know, the Civic Walkway is sort of the entry. That's where we have our event and have had it. There are planned ramadas there. There's a couple of other things. You know, we're looking for that Harmony Park where the kids can come in and play the xylophones,
right,
the drums, and, you know, so we're really looking to implement that. So that's going to come down the pike.
That's going to be fenced off so that when there's a concert, you can close the fence, because otherwise you'll have a concert going and kids will be over there banging on those things.
You won't be able to hear it.
We know kids. Let's take a break. If you have questions, 234 is our area code, 343-1065. Pick up the phone. Give us a call.
I gave my heart and soul to you, girl.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh-pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Hi, I'm Danny.
And I'm Krista. We're Danny Stewart's Productions.
We're back for the 21st annual Bluegrass on the Beach Music Festival at Lake Havasu State Park, March 1st through the 3rd.
Get your tickets online at bluegrassonthebeach.com.
We have a 3-day lineup from 10 a.m. till dusk,
with award-winning bands from all over the nation.
Plenty of great food and craft vendors, workshops, and a whole lot of picking.
Bring your own chairs, and please, no outside food or drinks.
So join us March 1st through the 3rd for Bluegrass on the Beach at Lake Havasu State Park. For tickets, go to bluegrassonthebeach.com.
See you there.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
ADOT presents Terrifying Jobs.
Bull Rider, take two.
Today we're talking with Clifford Maxwell, a rodeo bullfighter. His job? Distract raging bulls from going after thrown riders.
Cliff, this seems like a really terrifying job. Why do you do it?
I love protecting the bull riders when they get bucked off.
How big are these bulls?
12 to 2,200 pounds of pure muscle.
You're not cowed by any of this, obviously. Is there anything that scares you?
Yeah. Distracted drivers terrify me.
This message is brought to you by ADOT, the ABA, and this station.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Want to enter the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. That's your first step. And then when you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, an occupational therapist, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. East West Financial Services, is retirement in your future in 2024? You want to sit down with somebody who knows about retirement planning, estate planning, principal protection? Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City, call Jack. It costs you nothing to sit down with him at all. So just give him a holler. 928-888-9828. Make an appointment. Sit down. Pick his brain. You'd be surprised. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, take your stress to Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Spa. Yeah. Start off with the sauna, steam room, then a nice relaxing massage, and then relax and rejuvenation awaits you. You can have a facial, a full body treatment, a pedicure, nails trimmed or shined or filled, whatever you want. Gift cards are available, plus they have a couple suite. Yeah. the spot at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment now at laughlinranch.com. We were there for dinner last night. Yeah. Ken Perella was there. Yeah. It's really, really good food. Mm. Try it. laughlinranch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need emergency care, you need it fast. If it's serious, like a stroke or a heart attack, every minute counts. So that's why it's important to pick a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7, offering care for you. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. We're back with Olivia McCormick talking about Gary Keith Park. Now, someone's listening going, who is Gary Keith? Tell them who Gary Keith was.
One of the greatest guys ever.
Okay, next.
So Gary Keith, we actually went back in the early days of Boys and Girls Club when it was the youth center for the Kiwanis, actually.
Right, the new club.
And Gary was a Kiwanian, as you know, you being a Kiwanian.
Oh, yes, I do.
He and his wife, Bev, owned State Farm Insurance here in town, and he was such a community-minded individual.
He just built one of the nicest little buildings on Raymar Road.
Yeah. Well, he did so much more, but he was always engaged and always looking to find ways to make Bullhead City better. And so involved in the youth center, and he really was the driving force to get it transitioned into a Boys and Girls Club, a chartered Boys and Girls Club, which, as you know, has just over the years blossomed.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that was how I first met him. And then, of course, involved in Matadors. He was one of the original Matadors with John and Dan and Kevin and Dale Collins. And as a chamber director, you know, they were associated with the chamber, but autonomous because, you know, that's how it goes.
You know how those guys are.
It was fine. You know? I said, that's okay. I don't smoke cigars. Well, I didn't then anyway. So, but anyway, so Gary passed away, unfortunately, too soon. And Matadors were the original group that had put a plan together for that 22 acres where Gary Keith Park is. And they had envisioned exercise units around the walking paths and some other amenities along with an event area for civic groups. So in 2015, that's the name, you know, Gary Keith Park, and that and it became Gary Keith Park after he passed away, honoring him and his good works.
And didn't the Matadors put in the first
the sign
with his name on it and everything?
Yes.
Right, that's what I thought. And then still every Christmas they decorate it, you know.
Yeah.
And last year, I think they went out and spent money and bought new lights and everything else because it looked fabulous.
It is going to, as the trees mature, which they already have, you know, that first year they look like shrubs. So they were kind of, what are we going to put our lights? And I said, just give it time. It'll be fine. And, but just amazing. And then, Bob Schwartzman, I think, came up with the idea of coloring the path lights.
Yeah.
So the red and the green and the yellow, which just amplified the, you know, the beauty of the Christmas lights all along the perimeters. So this summer, or in October, when we did our White Night, we enhanced the electrical capabilities of the area, and they ran the electric down Marina. So now Marina is lit as well as the highway, and it's just beautiful. You know, they also do the corner of
Hancock and 95.
Yes, where the fast trip is.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just a beautiful piece, and I can imagine how it's going to grow.
Yeah.
You know, once the trees mature and things get in there.
I remember one time because Bob Brown's on your committee for our Kiwanis Club, and he couldn't make a meeting, so he asked me to go, and I sit there for 15 minutes and listen to Mike Connor make a presentation about lights in the park.
Yeah, those are the really early days.
Yeah, I know, but he had gone and done so much research on lights.
Yes. Yes.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. Keep joining us.
Burning, keep my whole body burning. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey guys, it's Marissa from Just Meats. I really want to thank Radio Central for getting our name out there. Business is really booming. Since advertising with Radio Central, we get customers in regularly who heard our ads on the radio. Radio Central has benefited our business tremendously.
This is our town, the place we call home.
...1973, Rock Your Boat. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Mojave Electric Cooperative, an Arizona electrical partner or power cooperative, needs your help in a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Okay, this generation and transmission of reliable, affordable electricity is still in the planning phase. Learn the up-to-date information and details at the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative's project-specific website. I know I'm reading this slow for you. And the website is MojaveElectricPark.com. Mojave Mortgage. You just heard Chad on for an hour with Paul Lavoie in Havasu. Yeah. And if you're looking for a home in 2024, you need to call Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You call him up, you say, hey, Chad, we want a cabin in the Walleyes, a really nice one. We want to spend $150,000. Okay. He'll say, come on in, fill out a couple sheets of paper. And while you're doing that, he disappears and gets your $150,000 out of the vault, and he hands it to you. There you go. Yeah, it's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, yes. Enjoy right now the Comfort Classics menu. Chicken strips melt, classic cheeseburger, prime rib Parmesan griller. How about steak and peppers with a skillet? Oh, or chicken fried steak or yummy prime rib. And then you have a dozen different sides. You don't get them all, but you get a couple. A dozen sides to choose from. And then you can be like Olivia McCormick when she goes to Perkins and you can have a nice big piece of chocolate pie before you leave.
I just look like I eat pie.
No. No, but I mean, their pie is so good.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I get it for holidays.
Alana and I talk about one time for the Boombox Parade. After the parade was over, Louise invited us to Perkins, and we went in there like at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock, and tried to eat and have pie, and they were busy, and it was a good time.
It was a good time.
Yes. So when you wrap this up, then the city's going to do some of the follow-up with the Ramadas and the restroom and some of these other things?
Well, you know, this is a project under Community Pride Advocates.
Okay.
We have a really great board, which make up the committee for the White Knight. Basically, you know, where I was like two hats. But, you know, we're going to be going into a retreat late this spring, early summer. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what our projects might look like in the ensuing years. And I think there's still a commitment from the group at large to continue raising funds for Gary Keith Park. You know, there may be other things that they'd be funding at the same time, but I think they have a strong commitment to seeing, you know, improvements made.
Okay.
You know, such as the Harmony Park, you know,
right.
having those instruments installed, finding ways to find sponsors for that. Looking at, you know, artist sculptures, because, you know, it's one of those civic parks
right.
that, you know, you can walk through along the pathway and see that. So I think they are committed. We do have plans for...
Has Dr. Dahlman agreed to make something special for you?
I'm sure he would, yes. Probably two or three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves that.
He does.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But those are the kinds of things, you know, art,
right.
art in the park. Which is also another type of a venue that you could be holding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the grounds up by the pavilion. So, I think there's always going to be a commitment for improvements, just not to the scale it's been since 2015.
I was going to say, when do you think you stepped up and said, I'm doing this. We're going to get this done.
It started in 2015, went to Parks and Rec proposal that we would take it on, take the basis of plans from Matadors, you know, it would still remain Gary Keith Park,
right.
leave the sign, honor him, and but sort of enhance the design, if you will. And so we worked with an architect out of Lake Havasu, a landscape architect, because that's what we were looking for at first. But
sure.
the overall general plan had those three sections, civic and then event arena, wide open, and then the pavilion, so that you could have venues that are actually running succinctly together
right.
at one time. You know, might have a carnival going on, and then, you know, something to benefit an organization at the pavilion. So
okay.
There's many aspects to it. So we really didn't get into funding the actual work, which was, again, the original South End
right.
Civic Park, Civic Walkway. The flag was there. That gave us the central theme. And so we approached all of the, as you know, we approached
oh,
the
yeah.
civic groups. And they originally came up with $2,500 to $3,000 each. Matadors has been a funder every year. The last couple of years, they've been the title sponsor for our White Knight. And then other projects inside the park as well.
And the Noon Kiwanis Club, they themselves received a fabulous, endowment or bequest?
Yeah, a bequest.
Bequest?
Yes.
From Jim Ennis.
Right.
Who was a longtime member of their club.
Correct.
A lot of people remember seeing him with Betty Laughlin almost everywhere, including different countries. And when he passed away, he left their club $100,000.
Right.
Which they decided to give half of that to
right.
you.
They did. And along with their $50,000, we went to MEC and asked for, I think it was $48,000 for them from their little donation program
right.
that they
uh-huh.
have. They give to River Fund, but mm-hmm. they also, we applied for the grant. And we used that to install all of the electrical for the event arena.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then it's going to be called the Jim Ennis Arena?
It is the Jim Ennis Memorial Event Arena.
Okay.
Yes. We just don't have a sign yet.
Yeah.
Which we're not putting any there. I tried. For 4 years, I've tried to get a sign up there on the highway, but it's, you know, it's going to be up to probably the city or.
Because Toby will want flagstone.
No, this is actually a reader. So,
oh, a reader board.
Yeah, so the concept on the highway is three panels. One would be, you know, Gary Keith Civic Center Park with the Matador and the city logo. And then the second one would be the pavilion, the named pavilion.
Right.
And then the Jim Ennis Event Arena.
Okay.
And then underneath that will be a reader board that you can, that the city can program events in and around the park system. It doesn't have to just definitely be related to what's going on at Gary Keith, but if it's there, they can advertise it, as well as, you know, anything that's going, the borough barbecue that's coming up, any of those things can be on that reader board.
The Kiwanis Kids Expo, March 23rd.
Hey, see, if Kiwanis would put that sign up, you could have had that.
Yeah, wow, what the heck? Talk to somebody.
Right, right. So anyway, those are the kinds of things that will be after the fact.
Okay.
You know, fine-tuning what's the major infrastructure that's there.
So when you have your retreat with your committee, you're going to kind of list a lot of these things out as future projects and maybe be able to put some time frames on them?
I don't know that there will be time frames per se. I think, you know, what our intent for this is to kind of look at, you know, revisit our bylaws, revisit our mission statement, make sure that, you know, it's succinct with where they want to take themselves, because, you know, I'm
retiring. Not,
pretty much. I do have another little thing that I work on now religiously.
Okay.
That would be Catholic Charities, yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And you're the chairperson of that organization.
Not yet. July 1.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, July 1.
July 1. I'm vice chair right now. So,
okay.
Yeah. But anyway, going to just revisit where they are, what, you know, what they want, where they see themselves going as a group, and, you know, what they're they want to be purpose driven. So, yeah. But that's one of the things they'd be talking about is, you know, where what enhancements would they look at? What kind of funding would they be using? All those kinds of things at a day long retreat.
So when you sit back and you think that you were instrumental in the Catholic Church becoming the size that it is and the building that it is, and now you're instrumental in Gary Keith Park becoming what it is, you have to be very happy and very proud of your time in Bullhead City.
I am.
I mean, those are two major projects.
Yeah, Boys and Girls Club was big for me.
Well, true.
You know, when I was involved.
You were on the state board. And
on the state board, you know, looking for funds. Always looking for funds, right? I think Kevin Nestrick calls me Miss Touch. Whenever you see Olivia, she's got her hand out. Okay.
Well, and I can remember some of our past people like Bill Hill and Sam Caruso, who donated to the church, and big donations, we're talking.
Was a big project.
It was a very big project.
It was a big project.
Yeah, I was just there for Tony Diaz's services.
Another individual that, you know, did a lot for the community.
He did. People don't even know.
No.
It's unfortunate.
No.
You know, he was on the fire board. He was assistant city manager.
And most people don't know who I am. You know, when you go into a group, it's like, who is she? She's nobody.
No.
I'm okay with
that. When I told Bob Olivia's on today, Bob goes, she'll be late. I go, no, she won't.
I know. He lost that bet, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I love it. Yeah.
But he was nice enough to go grab your husband for you.
Yes, he was. I appreciate
that. Go talk on the radio. I'll get your husband. That's a great guy.
Yeah.
And and Bob goes back, like we mentioned.
Oh, yeah. He was 70s. He was the Holiday Shores group, you know.
You know, and you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, and you can't mention the Boys and Girls Club without talking about Denise and Randy Turner.
Yes. There were quite a few that were, you know, really staunch supporters, and even the board, you know, Sean Hammond, he's a tremendous supporter and advocate for Boys and Girls Clubs, even today. So, so many people that, you know, have brought it to where it is, and Autumn has done a fabulous job. Yeah.
How lucky they got.
Yes, and again, thank you, Legacy. Now that, for those of you who don't know, the BHHS Legacy Foundation was formed after they sold Baptist hospitals.
Correct.
And the service areas were the beneficiaries of funds that were allocated annually through this foundation for health care in the community, but only where it was served.
Right.
And so they have
And that's
just,
by federal statute.
Yes.
Yeah.
amazing what they've done with that money.
Oh.
Millions and millions and millions here in Bullhead City, yep, and surrounding in that service area. And so we've been very blessed. The Boys and Girls Club has been blessed. We've been blessed. The college has been blessed.
Oh, yeah.
So many have benefited from that funding.
And, you know, no one ever thought about that when Bullhead Community Hospital decided to sell.
Yeah. And
no one projected
no.
what this town would become.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, I think, two complete buildings at the college that are nothing but legacy buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ramadas and the parks and so much more.
Parks.
Parks
in Topok, parks in the valley, parks right here in Bullhead City. Oh, yeah. Amazing.
We're lucky.
We are very blessed to have that organization.
Yeah.
Dan, you owe me lunch.
Yeah, after that commercial.
Yeah.
I went to a conference one time in Florida, and it was in Atlanta, and I had to speak about how to raise money in a small community. And I had raised money for NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, to buy these books. Well, I went around to all the service clubs and said, give me $250, and we'll put your names on the books and go in the schools. And they all said yes. Well, NFPA was like, how did you raise all this money in your little town? So I told them, they said, well, we want you to come and present that at this big conference. So little did I know, they cut the hour and a half in half. I had 45 minutes to talk about a small community, and then came a lady named Jerry Penny from Pensacola, Florida, who walked in with this great big box called a PowerPoint projector. and she put a PowerPoint, I did overheads, and she put this PowerPoint projection up on the screen where her hospital had sold, and she got money from the hospital to buy these books. And I sit there and went, wow, that's amazing. And so when the hospital went for sale, I knew it had to happen. I knew how it was going to happen because I learned it in a conference.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, the fire department benefited, too, when they went with registered nurses for long transports and stuff.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Legacy paid for that for quite a while.
Sponsor scholarships for nursing,
yeah.
RadTech, all of that. They're just, as I said, it's a tremendous blessing.
Yeah, it is.
So.
And like you said, when it comes to health and safety in our area, they've taken the lead.
They have. Yeah, and okay. the whole group. I mean, it's, when you think about it, you know, here's Dan.
Yeah.
He's here in Bullhead City, and he's the chairman of Legacy for the state.
Statewide, yeah.
And so, you know, here I am, Catholic Charities, you know, for the state. So it's really nice to see that rural application be brought forward into the big picture, because what – for example, Catholic Charities is doing in rural communities, because the North that Kathy Peterson runs is Flagstaff, Prescott, you know, Bullhead City, Cottonwood.
Right.
And it's, you know, we are being recognized and programs are being implemented because of our presence there, I think.
And I think so, too.
You know,
yeah. You know, we're blessed to have the center that we have for the homeless.
Yes, we are.
And to think that 30-some beds are full every single night.
57.
57 total. But I think the 30
are the men's and women's?
Men's and women's.
Yeah, well, there's eight veterans.
Right.
Eight veterans, three...
families.
Three families, you know, three bedrooms,
right,
units. And then the men's and women's split.
Yeah, and I think the men's and women's is full every night.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And I think our city's doing a good job with our homeless.
They are. You know, we're mindful of it.
Right.
You know, we're mindful of it. You know, I'm kind of like this. When I see somebody with money, I say, well, let me give you this card. And, you know, here's some little money to get up there. But go to the shelter, because
right.
you don't have to stay there. But you can get a meal. You can take a shower. You can wash your clothes. And they have computers that can help you get benefits if you have them. You know, I mean, just the day-to-day activities that go on in there is just so much more than a shelter.
Yeah, it's not just a shelter.
Yeah.
So, all right, our last break. Stick around. You got a question? 234-343-1065. Tomorrow on the program, Revive Behavior Health will be here for a full hour. And tomorrow, Speak Out is going to take the day off. Yeah, Brian Springberg couldn't make it. So, Dennis Prager will be on before me and after me tomorrow.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
The Spa at Laughlin Ranch wants to spoil your wife for Valentine's Day, the whole month of February. Organic chocolate truffle body scrub, a chocolate-dipped strawberry facial, maybe a chocolate mousse foot mask and massage. There's a couple suite available also. The Spa at Laughlin Ranch, 754-4050. Guys, show your love. Join her. Call the Spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, 754-4050. 754-4050.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. Come learn from Carrie Calisay Cannon about the talented, innovative, and visionary Kiowa and Kata tribal artist T.C. Cannon. This in-depth presentation into his works is presented by the Sounds of Kingman and takes place this Saturday starting at 1 p.m. in MCC's Beale Street Center. Contact Sounds of Kingman for more info. The third annual Southwest Chowder Fest is on Saturday, March 9th at Havasu's Windsor 4. $25 per person. VIP tickets also available. SouthwestChowderFest.com for tickets. Save the date Saturday, March 23rd for the third annual Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service. Get more information on the Radio Central Facebook pages. It's tax season and the BBB wants filers to be aware and on guard for tax scams. More information on how to protect your refund during tax season is on the KNTRtalk.com website.
Oh, I made an error. I said that Dennis Prager will be before me and after me, but just before me, because after me every day is Sean Hannity, right here in your ears. I had to clean the studio the day before he gets here. Yeah. Speaking of 2.0 is brought to you by Barron Services, professional team in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, professional team in pest solutions, home or commercial, and there's never a business too small or too big for Barron's. They'll take care of it. Yeah. Call Barron Services, especially if you want to get rid of creepy crawlers and have an alarm system that's secure. Very simple. 928-758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. ProFit Kitchen. Is it a new year, new me? Well, let ProFit Kitchen help you out. And now, open in Kingman. Yesterday, you heard it from Eric Fox himself. Fresh, delicious food. 4 kinds of salads, 12 kinds of wraps, 10 burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and plus smoothies and protein shakes. Dine in or take it out. Well, call them up. Well, actually, go on the website. You can order your meals. They'll have it ready when you get there. ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience. We're on TWN here at the studio now. It won't fail. It won't go down. You can have it too. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. There's 22,000 connections out there right now, and you could be one. All right, we got about 4 more minutes left with Olivia McCormick, and we talked a lot about Gary Keith Park. We should also mention that you own Mojave Shred, and you shred.
Well, actually, we're kind of silent now, me and Johnny, because it's mostly it is Randy and Lori.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you know this, but they have a new division.
No, I don't.
Mojave Shines. It's a Shines? Window cleaning service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, professional.
Okay. That's
commercial,
new.
Commercial and residential.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Do a little ribbon cutting.
Especially after the rain last night.
Right. Anyway, I think they've scheduled a ribbon cutting on March 12th.
So, oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
At your office?
Yes. Yeah. Well, their office.
Their office. You're not out of there.
Pretty much. I try.
Yeah? You got everything at home now?
I am in a home office, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're down to one extra bedroom, but I have a home office.
Because your desk was like 12 feet long and then 14 feet wide.
Oh, yeah. Well, I purged.
Well.
Did a lot of shredding.
Randy, come in here and take this. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, good. Yeah. So Mojave Shred is growing.
It is. You know, we're in the major cities. We're down in Parker. Of course, you know, Lake Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, Golden Shores.
A little Shrekie, was that, what was the name of the truck?
Shrekie, yes.
Shrekie. He's still rolling right along.
Well, we have a new Shrekie, but
it looks the same.
You know, we started in 2011.
I know.
It's been a while, so
I remember.
We're on our second truck.
And then when you broke ground.
I know.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh? We were there together.
Yeah. Your new building.
Yeah, my new building. It's still there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they bale it?
We do baling there,
And recycle?
The paper's sold. It's taken away.
Okay.
But we do recycle 100%. 100% recycling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who thought?
I know. Who knew? But, hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's all good. So, shredding is, you know, usually April after taxes, January after Christmas, the year end, that's our busy purging time.
Right.
But then our customer stops her. They've been steadily growing.
And the purging time is when they call and say, Olivia, I have 14 boxes for you to come get.
And Lori says, let me get that taken care of for you.
Yeah.
The beauty of, I think, the success of Mojave Shred and their retention of customers is their customer service. Because Lori is just phenomenal. She works with everybody. She makes it fit
usually you get there in a couple of days.
That day.
Yeah.
Just depending how lucky you are.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So, well, and it's a service that everybody needs, especially when you think about your personal security and throwing stuff away that we used to just, you know, we did that. We used to just throw it away.
Now you either have to shred it or burn it.
Yeah. Well, and in Bullhead City, you have to shred it because you don't get to burn it.
No.
So.
Well, unless you know the, you know.
Fire marshal?
No. The crematory.
Oh, the crematory.
I'm just kidding. fire marshal.
But John Hassett's retired. So,
I mean, he sold that.
So we don't even know.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that.
I called him one time when I was in a committee meeting in Kingman and said, hey, you know, we're picking up all these drugs from all these police departments around the state, around the county, and we need to burn it. And he said, okay, no problem. And he burned it up until he sold it, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Forever.
I love it.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Larry.
And how do people get in touch with you?
For what?
Oh, they might make a donation or help out.
Oh, they want to donate.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I will give them my cell phone.
Okay.
928-716-4143.
And I have that in my phone if you need it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. And Sean Hannity will be in your ears in minutes.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.